like the individual who was the artist in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. He put basically everything together for the opening day. He's hit by lightning. He's in critical condition. Lightning. He wants to mock God, allow these people to mock the Last Supper. And he gets hit by lightning. And Kamala Harris is going to be picked as a nominee for president. And the stock market takes a dive. She secured the Democratic nomination for president, becoming the first woman of color. She's Indian and Jamaican to win the major party's nomination and officially setting up her rematch against former President Donald J. Trump. Harris, 59, earned the support of 99% of the 4,500 roughly delegates who cast the ballots late Monday. In an unusual move meant to avoid potential legal headaches, the roll cast was held virtually over 5 days instead of in person at the Democratic National Convention, which begins this month on the 19th in Chicago. The convention secretary, Jason Ray, must certify the results of the roll call before Ms. Harris and her soon-to-be-announced running mate accept the nomination. President, Vice President Harris has historic momentum at her back as we embark on the final steps in officially certifying her as our party's nominee, Jamie Harrison. Her mother was an immigrant from India. Her father is from Jamaica. She would be the first black woman and person of the South Asian heritage to hold the office. And this is so, I don't know, bizarre. In the 2 weeks since, the party has rushed to align behind her. She's retooled its message, raised millions, and tried to harness a swell of enthusiasm for its new candidate. Enthusiasm. Not too many people are enthused. Most of the people in the Democratic Party are unenthused. Well, that's going to be it for that. I just don't want... This is from Washington. I don't want to waste my time. She's not going to be president. She can't be president. There will never be a female president of the United States of America. The individual that she picked for vice president, the governor of Minnesota, he will never be vice president. Minnesota is a nation of communists, a state of communists, card-carrying communists. Tim Walz is who she picked for her running mate. He was a former teacher, Army National Guard veteran. She picked him to fight to defeat Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump, she's not going to be the person to run against Donald Trump. There's going to be, on the 19th of this month, there's going to be at the convention, something is going to change. Something is going to shock everybody. My view, which I repeat, present, is that Harris is not the choice of Barack Obama and the other half of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is divided, two infighting. There's the Rockefeller candidates, and then there are the Soros candidates. Jorge Soros. There's a war, power in the power structure. And how Barack Obama is going to return to lead the Democratic Party to become the final president of the United States of America, that's the million-dollar question. That he will return, that is already set in stone. He will return. Just how will he return? Continuity of government is engaged. Donald Trump is the enemy, just one of the enemies of the continuity of government agencies. Vladimir Putin is the other. Benjamin Netanyahu is another. Xi Jinping, add to the list. There is, I don't know, it's impossible to keep, to halt the return of Barry Satoru. It is impossible to keep him from being the last president of the United States of America. In the background, in the shadows, in the deep state, in the shadow government, there is something developing that is not overt, seen in the open. But like Christ said, what is hidden will be revealed. What is concealed will be brought out into the open. What is spoken in secret will be shouted either from the housetop, the rooftops, or the mountaintops. How he will return, that's the question. Will he return? That's the absolute. Will Kamala be president? No. It's impossible for her to be president. Will she be the nominee? She already is. The Present Truth. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Okay, continuing now with the governor of Minnesota. He will not ever be vice president. He may have a position in the final administration in the United States of America. One more 8-year administration, roughly, maybe a little bit more. But the final administration is about to take power. That'll be Barack Obama. And this Waltz might be appointed to a position in that administration. He will not be vice president. She will not be president. Now, Trump campaign press secretary Carolyn Leavitt stated that Walz spent his governorship trying to reshape Minnesota in the image of the Golden State. He did it. He was successful. Okay. I know there are many talk show hosts, news reporting the matter with this guy, Walz. You know, boy, the deception is unbelievable. Unbelievable. There are many Christian people that are involved in the politics of the country, and they are making claims like they believe that Donald Trump is he's one of God's anointed. He's a non-Jewish Messiah. This is crazy. Even rabbis are stating this. Many in the Christian churches in the what we call New Apostolic Reform assemblies believe that he is God's man who will be repositioned once again in America to turn things, to turn the nation around. No, he's not anointed to do that. He's a civil servant. He's about to end his political, to exit the political arena. His time is coming to an end. He's not an anointed non Jewish Messiah. I think I phrased that correctly. Donald Trump is just a civil servant. He's an enemy of the globalists. He's an enemy of socialists, communists, fascists. He is hated by the agencies in the continuity of government. He is not an insider. And he is in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is, the riddle says that there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and one is yet to come. When he comes, he must continue a short space. There's an eighth that is of the seven. The eighth goes into perdition. There are seven individuals: Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama. Number seven is Donald Trump. But there are eight administrations. So one more administration in the United States of America before we're judged by God, Revelation chapter 18. And in Jeremiah 51. But that last administration, one of the seven names that I mentioned must be the final president of the United States of America. One more president. And that president will not be Donald Trump. Will not be Bill Clinton or George Bush Jr. There's only one person in the riddle that fits the description of the final president of this country. That's Barack Obama. I say this now ahead of the election because God is going to reveal to the nations that we are in the last decade. We are in the final 10-year period, well within the final 10-year period before Christ returns. And the riddle is talking about the last seven presidents of the United States of America. The riddle is about America. The riddle is about the decade, starting with Carter, the generation 1976 and forward is when the riddle of these kings begins to march, move, trigger. It began with the election of Jimmy Carter in November of 75. Here we are, getting ready for, was it 75? Yeah. And we're getting ready for, we're in the election season once again. It's when Carter took office in 75. Here in 2025, Barack Obama should be in place, in position. And the reason I'm presenting this to you is because Christ in the book of Revelation said that all of the seals, everything that is hidden in the book of Revelation, will be unsealed in the last decade. And in the last generation before he returns also, starting with the nation of Israel becoming a nation in 1948. In 1948, the beginning of the final generation, the last 80-year period, would begin. Be about an 80-year plus 81, not quite 82 years. We're at the end. Israel's been a nation for over 70 years. So we're approaching that 80-year mark. And I'm presenting this because many of the members that Christ talks about in the seven lampstands in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, the members in these lampstands are unaware that we're in that final decade. We're in that final decade. And the riddle is going to prove that we're in that decade, prove America's in the Bible. And shake the world. God's intention is to shake the world, to shake the Christian community, to shake the Jewish Israel, the Jewish people internationally, and the world. It's a warning to the wicked, the rulers of the world. Job chapter 9, Job said that there would be a generation that in which the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. We are that generation. This country is being turned over, being placed in the hands of the wicked. In the hands of the wicked. Do you see this country? Who really, the hands upon the power structure of this country, would you consider them to be good people or wicked? Mostly wicked. The whole world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And because of this evil, God will make it clear to mankind that in the riddle of the seven kings, when Barack Obama returns to power, we have less than 8 years to Armageddon. And the priests and the pastors and the teachers, the Bible teachers in this country, and I'm speaking to this country, to the people of this country, yes. But I'm going to tell you something. The people in the other nations outside of this country, you may not listen, may you not care, may not believe what I have to say. But I know that people are listening. I don't know how, where, who, but they're paying attention to what I'm saying, because when Barack Obama returns, this nation is going, the great suffering and judgments are coming to America. And the, what I call Christian people in the evangelical churches are blind. They don't believe America's in the Bible. They think Antichrist will come from Rome or from England or the Middle East. They see that the great empire, but I can't believe they would believe that the Roman Church is the great empire, the great harlot. It's not. You're talking about a nation that has armies influence economically and religiously and influence militarily. We have every requirement for the end empire and the end of the world empire known as Babylon the Great. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Podcasts are on both hours, 1360KHNC.com podcast section, Present Truth site. Rick Rodriguez.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you. Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And every night on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado, the first hour of the program is aired from 6 to 7. I just feel like The family of God, the Christian people, are really ignorant of prophecies in the Bible. They feel that right now many Christians believe that Israel is performing an ethnic cleansing and a genocide on the people in the Gaza Strip. It's just the reverse, a total reverse. Many Christians are very anti-Semitic. They promote books about the ethnic cleansing of the Palestinians in what they call Palestine. Number one, it's not Palestine. People are not Palestinians. They're Arabs. They're from families, ancient families. They're not Palestinians. And Gaza is not Palestine. Gaza is part of the Jewish state, territory given to the Arab people by Benjamin Netanyahu in 2005. But many Christians, the Christian anti-Semitism, Christ said it would be exposed. It would be out in the open. The hatred of the Christian people, who are truly Christian, born-again people, blind to what the Bible says about the Jewish people. The Jewish people are not part of God's church. They are the elect of God, the Father. And God is going to protect them, even against Christian, anti-Semitic Christian pastors like Chuck Baldwin. Remember that name, Chuck Baldwin. He doesn't understand. He doesn't realize that the war in Gaza is a 3,000-year-old prophecy in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. Somebody needs to talk to him. Tell him, Chuck Baldwin, you are incorrect in your hatred and your view of what's happening in Israel. You are incorrect. This is not ethnic cleansing. It is not genocide. The ethnic cleansing and the genocide is being directed against the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. These people are being punished for their hatred of Israel for over 3,700 years. This is a punishment of God collectively, so that the whole world would see that God's word, the promises and the prophecies in the Old Testament through many of the prophets of Israel are coming to pass. And at the end of this war, according to the prophecy in Psalm 83, all of the terrorists, those who hate Israel within, for the most part, are going to be neutralized. The army of Hamas is going to be defeated. The hatred will remain in the heart of these people till Christ returns. But those that are engaged in physical violence against Israel are going to die on the battlefield. The leaders are going to die in severe, under severe consequences. In Lebanon, Hezbollah is going to be completely destroyed, and Lebanon will most likely be turned back to the government, freed of the terrorist group, Syria. Bashar al-Assad is going to be probably taken hostage in the future. Damascus is going to be destroyed completely, forever. The gods that are worshipped in Damascus, the gods of fire, those gods of fire are how Damascus is going to be destroyed. I've been talking about eventually Israel is going to occupy, and the land, all of the land that is present-day Jordan, will belong to Israel. Well, just last night, the Jordanian spokesperson, they are trying to calm things down. But They're not going to be able to avoid this war. So tell Chuck Baldwin that Israel is going to take over present-day Jordan. All Chuck Baldwin and all of these Christian ministers who should know the Bible, who should know prophecy, who should know God's stance on the Jewish people. Yes, they're an unruly people. Yes, they worship idols. Yes, they are far from God. But still, they're elect of God for the sake of the Father. They are His children. If He wants to use nations to punish them, He will. If He wants to cause drought, famine, He'll do it. But you better be careful how you, your attitude toward the people of Israel, the Jewish people. Are there very, very wicked, evil, fallen, sinful Jewish people? Yes. I guess the word I'm looking for, are there the evil within the Jewish population? Yes. Are there those that are wicked? Yes. The kings of Israel, you look at Ahab, you look at many of the kings of Israel, they were evil, they were wicked. God did punish them, but they were still put in place by God to rule over the children of Israel, who also were in idolatry and in sin also. But still, be careful. And these pastors that should know the prophecies don't, because they're apostate. As much as they know about the scripture and about Messiah and about the resurrection, they don't know anything about the prophecies concerning Israel that are playing out, that are in motion right now on the stage being viewed. I'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Pastors like Chuck Baldwin, they need to read Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37 is a chapter about Israel being non-existent for 1900 years, roughly. And in Zechariah, in one day, Israel becomes a nation. And in Ezekiel chapter 37, God calls all these scattered bones in the field, brings them together. He ties them in through their ligaments, puts flesh on them, breathes on them. You had two families, Israel and Judah. I think it was, I have to look at the verses. But these bones are brought together and made one nation once again. That occurred in 1948. These pastors like Baldwin, who don't understand God's plan with the land of Israel from the Nile River all the way to the Euphrates. That was the land that Moses, God gave to Moses, and gave Moses direction and told the families what part of that area they would possess, what they would own. Each family had a portion. And then there is Ezekiel chapter 38-39. The great Russian war, the war of Gog and Magog. A great war, greater war than what you're seeing in the Gaza presently. A much greater war. Israel can't fight that war. Or Russia cannot attack Israel if Israel isn't a nation. And where does Russia attack Israel? In her own country. Israel, the boundaries that God gave Israel were from the Nile to the Euphrates, and inside of that area is present-day Jordan. And the war with Russia and Iran and Russia right now, I better interject this. Everybody's afraid that this is going to escalate, and in another week or two, it's just going to be all-out mayhem. No, it's not. Russia and Iran, Turkey, maybe part of Germany, regions further north and east in probably the area of Ukraine, Ethiopia and Libya, out of North Africa, they're going to attack Israel. But not yet. That's not going to be till next year. This year, the focus is on Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan, and Egypt. I've been saying that Egypt, it appears as if Egypt is going to get herself in trouble. And sure enough, last night, Egypt is sending troops to the border. Egypt will get in trouble. But no matter how many fronts, how many groups come at Israel. Israel will maintain and be victorious, and the operations militarily will be successful with every retaliation from Hezbollah or the Houthis. Israel will respond three times as hard and become three times more successful. This nation, these are the elect of God. This nation is going to survive because it is through the Jewish people. They will bring a great blessing to the nations once they, once Christ, their Messiah, reveals himself to them. That's up the road 8 years. That's going to be not until 2032, roughly. And then Christ will reveal himself to them. Until them, till then, they will not understand what we evangelical Christians, what our relationship is with this Jesus. They have no comprehension. It's far foreign to them. It's a blindness that Paul the Apostle said that God would bring upon their minds so they couldn't see. And it has happened. And it will continue. That blindness will remain until Christ reveals himself to them after the war of Armageddon, or right at that time. Right at the time of the war of Armageddon. Then they will see and be delivered from the enemies of Antichrist, China, and Islam, and all the nations of the world. But this first, the next, after this war is over with Gaza, then Russia comes next year. So don't fret just yet. Hold fast. The Russian war is coming next year. Israel has to win this war first. Under the direction of Benjamin Netanyahu, they're going to win this war. They will be successful. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. I'll be back for second hour. I'll be back to finish out this hour in a few minutes.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Okay, we'll finish out this hour, and second hour will begin in about 10 minutes. But Israel is, all the retaliation is going to be directed at Israel, and Iran just stated that any nation in the Middle East that interferes with what Iran wants to do in these attacks against Israel, if any of the Arab nations, they decide to interfere, they're going to be punished too. Iran is not Arab. They are related to Russia. Abraham had three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Japheth is the group, the children that moved north and west. This is Russia and Iran. Iran is not Arab. They may be Arab. Their only tie is Islam. But they're not one of the Arab families. They're tied into Gomer and Rosh, the ancient names for the children of Japheth. If anybody interferes with Iran, Iran is going to rain down hell and fire on them, I guess. And right now, America will be forced to stay at a distance. America is not to interfere with Benjamin Netanyahu's war. America is not to dictate anything to Benjamin Netanyahu. The only thing the United States is to do is to supply finance, weapons, technology, political support, even though they don't want to, because Benjamin Netanyahu is to be supplied with everything needed militarily, with intelligence, to win these battles, all of these conflicts, and he will, handsomely. When this is done, when the smoke clears, Israel will own the Jordan, the nation of Jordan. Israel will own all of the land in the Gaza Strip. The enemies will be neutralized. They will die on the battlefield. The leaders will be severe consequences leading to death also. But in the open, viewed by the world, Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be successful even with his own, the Knesset, with all his political world in the nation of Israel. He will be successful. He will win this battle, defeat these enemies hip and thigh. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com daily, 11 to 1 Mountain Time.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms,